Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PC's preparation. A historic milestone was recalled in Mann Ki Baat today as India marked its entry into stage 2 of its three-stage nuclear program, thanks to the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam achieving first criticality on 6 April, a feat that has far-reaching implications for the country's energy landscape. First, let us delve into the significance of the prototype fast breeder reactor, or PFBR, which is a 500 MV reactor located at Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu. This reactor, indigenously designed by the Indira Gandhi Center for Atomic Research, or RIGCAR, and built by the Bharatiya Nabhikya Vidyut Nigam Limited, or BHAVINI, uses uranium-plutonium mixed oxide, or MOX, fuel with a blanket of U-238 that breeds additional plutonium-239, enabling the reactor to produce more fissile material than it consumes. What makes this significant is that this technology unlocks India's path to stage 3, which involves thorium-based reactors, and this is a crucial step towards harnessing India's vast thorium reserves, which are the world's second largest, accounting for approximately 25% of global reserves. Building on this, the successful operation of the PFBR makes the 100 gigawatts nuclear target by 2047 a more credible goal. Crucially, India becomes one of only a handful of nations globally with an operational fast breeder reactor, alongside Russia, which has the BN-800 reactor. It is worth pausing here to note that the PFBR was originally expected to be commissioned by 2010 but faced over 15 years of delays. Now, grid connection and commercial operations will follow after safety testing. Now let us turn to the 133rd episode of Mann Ki Baat, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation on Sunday. He extended advance greetings for Buddha Purnima, which falls on 1 May 2026, noting that Lord Buddha's message of inner peace is especially relevant amid global conflicts. He also highlighted the PFBR Kalpakkam's first criticality as a historic milestone for India's indigenous nuclear technology. Furthermore, he urged citizens to participate in the Census 2027 self-enumeration, which is the first fully digital census exercise, and noted that citizens can enter their data 15 days before the enumerator visits. And here is something that surprises many students: the Prime Minister also mentioned a Buddhist institution in Chile, run by Drupon Otsa Rinpoche from Ladakh, and the Karma Monastery in Karnataka as examples of India's global spiritual influence. Moving on to other significant events, Gujarat held polling on 26 April for 393 civic bodies, comprising 15 municipal corporations, 84 municipalities, 34 district panchayats, and 260 taluka panchayats. A total of 9,262 seats are being contested by 25,537 candidates. Voter turnout showed 17% by 11 a.m. across municipal corporations, with Morbi municipality recording the highest at 26% and Ahmedabad the lowest at 13%. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel both voted in Ahmedabad. For the first time, 7 posts of district panchayat president are reserved for OBC candidates, and counting is scheduled for 28 April. Now, let us examine the state of India's Environment 2026 report, released by the Centre for Science and Environment, or CSE, and Down to Earth. The report sounds climate alarm bells, noting that 7 of 9 planetary boundaries have been breached, the 7th being ocean acidification, which was added this year. The breached boundaries include climate change, biosphere integrity, land system change, freshwater depletion, biogeochemical flows, novel entities, and ocean acidification. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The report also found that India saw extreme weather on 331 of 334 days in 2025, which is 99% of days having at least one extreme event. At least 4,419 people died due to extreme weather in 2025, which is a sharp increase over previous years. Moreover, 17.4 million hectares of cropped land were affected by climate shocks. And here is a surprising fact: only 15% of India's population lives within 10 kilometers of a continuous air quality monitor, which means that 1.2 billion Indians breathe unmonitored air. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of the Tamil Nadu Assembly elections 2026. Polling for all 234 Tamil Nadu Assembly constituencies concluded on 23 April with a historic voter turnout of 85.15%, which is the highest ever in a TN Assembly election. The main contest is between the ruling DMK-led Secular Progressive Alliance, led by Chief Minister M.K. Stalin from Kolhapur, and the AIADMK-led NDA, led by EPAs from Edappadi. TVK, or Tamilga Vetri Kazhagam, actor politician Vijay's party, is contesting all 234 seats as a third force. Udyanidhi Stalin is contesting from Cheppokthiruvallikeni. Counting of votes is scheduled for 4 May 2026. Moving on to another significant event, Kailas Grandest Temple Festival, Thrissur Puram 2026, was held on 26 April in a subdued format following 21 April Mundathikode fireworks explosion that killed 15 people. The government banned all fireworks, public entry was prohibited, and key rituals like Kudamattam, Ilanjithra Milam, and Marathil Varvu were conducted in symbolic, restricted form. The Chamaya Pradarsanam, or Tiger Imagery Exhibition, was scaled down to a single day. The Thiruvambari Devaswam maintained a mourning period until 24 April. This marks the first Thrissur Puram in living memory without the traditional fireworks display, which is the festival's most spectacular element. Now, let us turn to the Census 2027, which is India's first fully digital census. The census is currently in Phase 1, which is the house listing and housing census, running from April to September 2026. For the first time, citizens can self-enumerate via a secure online portal available in 16 languages, generating a unique self-enumeration ID before the enumerator visits. Over 3 million enumerators and officials are collecting data via mobile applications with georeferenced jurisdictions. The total outlay approved is 11,718.24 crore rupees. The Census Management and Monitoring System, or CMMS, provides near real-time tracking of enumeration progress. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant in this context, but we do have some crucial numbers to remember. The PFBR has a capacity of 500 megawatts, and it uses MOX fuel. The Census 2027 has an outlay of 11,718.24 crore rupees. The voter turnout in the Tamil Nadu Assembly elections 2026 was 85.15%. The number of planetary boundaries breached is 7 out of 9. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It is essential to remember the significance of the PFBR, the implications of the State of India's Environment Report, and the key facts about the Census 2027. These topics are likely to be relevant in the context of India's energy security, environmental concerns, and governance. In conclusion, the achievement of first criticality by the PFBR at Kalpakkam is a historic milestone for India's nuclear program, and it has significant implications for the country's energy landscape. The State of India's Environment Report sounds climate alarm bells, and the Census 2027 is a crucial exercise for the country's governance and development. These topics are interconnected and have far-reaching consequences for India's strategic position, environmental sustainability, and developmental goals.